All right, thinning the field in Iowa. Well, it's an agricultural state. Senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here. Ron, thanks for being with us again. And where do the candidates stand now in trying to make sure they're not the one who gets thinned? What do they do?
They run harder than ever, Alex. There is currently this wonderful holiday pause where it's the season of peace, and suddenly all the candidates are reminding the other candidates that it's the season of peace, and telling them to lay off with the negative ads. We're going to get about 48 hours of this, and then on Wednesday, they're going to be back at it. And what you try to do is you single out the person who's your biggest problem, while all the time, of course, attempting to remain above the fray personally and letting your surrogates slip the shiv in.
The two front runners among the Democrats in Iowa, Ron, Senator Clinton, Senator Obama, plainly these are each other's biggest problems. What do they do?
I think they have to stick with the persona that worked for them best over the last 6 months. And in the Obama case, I think he's going to at least try to appear to be the idealistic candidate of the future. And Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, having been overtaken as the once prohibitive frontrunner and favorite, she has to make sure that nobody goes to the caucuses in Iowa wondering if there are real differences between her and Obama, or wondering whether or not there are not some deficiencies on Obama's resume, if he is not in some sense or another lacking.
There's a new Boston Globe poll today. What are the figures showing?
The new poll shows Obama just the tiniest bit ahead in New Hampshire. It's within the statistical margin of error, but it essentially shows that he has overtaken her, not only in Iowa, but in New Hampshire. And you know, Alex, I think that the Clinton people are looking at some of the polls, they're looking at the disarray on the Republican side, and they're saying, if we can win Iowa, if we can stop the Obama momentum there, then we can win New Hampshire, and we can go on to Florida at the end of January and really wrap this thing up. They are seeing Barack Obama right now as the main obstacle between her and the presidency.
Maybe the big item for the Republicans now is simply trying to find someone who might be a front runner, a role that was supposed to be filled by either former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani or former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson. What happened?
Both those candidates have now faded to the point where it's not even clear they're going to be factors. Rudy Giuliani is not competitive in any January state until we get to January 29th at the very end of the state in Florida. And Fred Thompson doesn't look competitive anywhere.
You know, Ron, I'm struck by what you're saying here, both about the Democrats and the Republicans, that you're seeing a situation that is not what you expected. It's not what we thought would happen. And I wonder if that tells you anything about politics in 2007 and indeed looking ahead to 2008.
It's very difficult to write a script for the politics of a coming presidential election when the issues are shifting as rapidly as they are, Iraq declining as an issue, economic insecurity taking over for national security as a national preoccupation, and when the candidates themselves are running so far out of their expectation. Mitt Romney, who is supposed to have a chance only if he could win Iowa and New Hampshire, now we see him in trouble in Iowa, in trouble in New Hampshire, and yet with a real chance to recover from a rocky start, if only because the other well-financed candidates, Giuliani, Thompson, have faded out so much. Romney could be around into February 5th and beyond simply because he can self-finance and he has satisfied a lot of different kinds of conservatives in the party and has the endorsements of some key conservative publications.
Senior Washington editor for NPR News, Ron Elving. Ron, thank you again, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Alex.